Slim was in the wire lot ground training a colt. He was walking behind the colt, driving him with something called lunch lines and teaching him to giddy up and whoa. Horses are such dumbbells, they have to be taught the very simplest of commands. I mean, think about it. If you're a horse, a working professional ranch horse, you don't have to speak Greek and Hebrew. All you have to know is two words, giddy up and whoa. But do you suppose they come into this world prepared for their job? Heck no. They have to be coached and taught and trained, fussed over and mollycoddled just so they can learn two words. A dog would be fired for such incompetence. They are pure dummies, but of course they don't know it. They're vain, cocky, arrogant, and overbearing, and worst of all, they will chase dogs. Yes, they will chase dogs, bite dogs with their big green-stained teeth, and will even kick dogs for no reason at all. Okay, maybe we bark at them sometimes, but that's no reason. Never mind. I don't like them, that's the point. So Slim was wasting his time trying to teach a couple of simple words to a lead-brained colt, and he saw us walking up to the corral. He stopped his work and came over to the corral fence. He looked down at us and nodded his head.
This is looking better. I guess you boys figured out how to get along. I gave him sincere wags and earnest ears, as if to say, oh yes, Jake and I have become dear friends, the very best of friends. Ours is a friendship that will last a lifetime, or at least a couple of days. Now, could we do something with the twine? He gave it some thought. Okay, I'll cut y'all loose, but Hank, I won't stand for any fighting, and I want you to stick close to old Jake. I have a feeling that he ain't playing with a full deck of cards. I stared at him in disbelief. He was telling me that? Oh, brother, as if I didn't already know. He cracked a smile.
See, one of us has to keep an eye on him, me or you, and since I'm a senior executive around here, I decided to let you volunteer. Besides, I've got to go feed the cattle in the middle pasture.
Very funny. He was too lazy to take care of his own messes, but that was okay. I've always known that in many ways, this is a lousy job. But I could put up with Jake for a couple of days. I would do the job of a loyal dog, put in my time, and look forward to the moment when we could put wheels under Jake and send him down the road. But the important part is that Slim cut the twine, and at least I was no longer tied to the old crowbait. Important point.